The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Now, I'm going to tell you a story about a guy called Jerry Dalton. And Jerry Dalton was a London-based Irish emigrant and passed away in September. But he left an amazing legacy, colourful, prolific, still in situ in a small flat in London. But the future of this legacy is uncertain. What it is, it's a collection of statues of historical figures. I'm going to tell you all about it now, courtesy of Jerry's nephew, John Elliot. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Ryan. How
are you? Nice to talk to you. This is your Uncle Jerry, a fascinating figure. Before we get to the legacy and his kind of quirky museum, of artefacts, tell us a bit about him. And he's from Westmeath originally, is that right?
That's right, Ryan. Yes, he was born in 1935 in a townland just outside Glaston in County Westmeath.
Yeah.
He grew up on his parents' small farm, and he attended the local school in Tubbleclare.
Okay, well, that's a good start, I suppose. And then how did he end up in the UK?
Well, he emigrated in 1959. He was, as a young adult, he was working, I suppose, with his parents on the farm. And I think even at that stage, the artistic merit was in evidence, so people may not have realised it then, of course, but he was building stone walls on the farm and he kept hedges very well clipped. But a neighbour was emigrating to London at the time and mentioned it to him. Yeah. And he basically said, can I come too?
Okay.
And off he went.
And he had a series of different jobs and so forth. But I suppose what we really want to talk about is his collection of figures. What are they?
Well, they're an eclectic mix of figures of all types from history. He has kings, queens, poets, Roman emperors, Greek gods, generals, explorers, even architects. The statues are both inside the rear yard of his one-bedroom flat, mm-hmm. but also there's about 65 of them in there, quite a sight. And also over the wall of the back of his yard, he created this huge garden along the canal bank. And there's hundreds of statues and figurines along there. And he also decorated the about 6-7 foot high wall. It was a brick wall originally. And that's decorated with doorknobs and decorative tiles and bits of bric-a-brac and plaques and busts and jewels, all sorts of things he found interesting, which in their own right, people might just discard, but he put them all together and plastered them all on the wall, and he's created this amazing mural, which can be seen from across the other side of the canal.
And yeah, someone described it as part outsider art, part folk art, but wholly his own. And he said himself that people will be astonished what they'll find in my garden in years to come. It'll be like Pompeii. And you've had hundreds of people, maybe thousands, have come to visit because it's now become this event nearly. Jarvis Cocker, the pub front man, has been to see it, left a lovely comment in the visitor book. And people are intrigued by it. But the question is this now, where to from here?
Where to exactly? Well, I suppose we've been under the gun a bit over the last couple of months to clear out the place because naturally, the housing association, he lived in a social housing flat, if people didn't know already, but so naturally they need to house another family, although it's only a one-bedroom flat, so
yeah.
Really it would just be one person or a couple, but because all the senior figures from the art world who viewed it, I mean, there's been people from the British Museum, V&A, the head of the Museum of London, the head of the National Portrait Gallery. All these people have just been really quite overwhelmed by it, and their view is that to preserve the artistic merit of the collection, ideally it would be kept in situ. So there's been a campaign to try and raise money, hopefully to buy the property, to see can we turn it into a museum.
Well, keep us posted as to how those endeavours go, because it's just one of those intriguing cultural tidbits that would catch the eye. John, thank you for your time this morning. Nice to talk to you. The website you need to go to have a little look at that, because it is the most curious site, is jerryspompeii.com. That's Jerry with a G. jerryspompeii.com. And you can follow that story online if you so wish. 51551 is the text number. We'll have more for you after this.